From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush did something today that he does not do often. He held a formal news conference, nearly an hour, live on the air, alone with the White House press corps. The president took questions on a range of topics, from the aftermath of war in Iraq to the controversies surrounding U.S. intelligence, to the still sluggish U.S. economy. And he touched on the issues of gay marriage and fundraising for his reelection. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
It is typical for the president on any given day to take one or two shouted questions from the press pool, but a sustained question and answer session is rare. This was just the ninth one in his 30 months as president. In fact, his last news conference was in March, before the war in Iraq. Now Saddam Hussein has been deposed, and the president says he sees progress in Iraq.
Some areas, however, the violent remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime, joined by terrorists and criminals, are making a last attempt to frighten the Iraqi people and to undermine the resolve of our coalition. They will fail.
The first question the president dealt with was about Saddam Hussein himself and how close U.S. forces are to capturing him.
I don't know how close we are to getting Saddam Hussein. You know, it's closer than we were yesterday, I guess. All I know is we're on the hunt. It's like if you'd asked me right before we got his sons how close we were to get his sons, I'd say, I don't know, but we're on the hunt.
For nearly a month now, the administration has been dealing with controversy over what the president said in making the case for war. In his January State of the Union address, Mr. Bush said that Iraq had recently tried to acquire uranium from Africa to develop nuclear weapons. That line has since been discredited. The CIA director took responsibility, as did a deputy national security advisor. But for weeks, the president had not, saying instead that he read the line because intelligence had cleared it. But the questions have persisted, so today the president did, for the first time, say he was ultimately responsible.
I take personal responsibility for everything I say, of course. Absolutely. I also take responsibility for making decisions on war and peace. And I analyzed a thorough body of intelligence.
When asked if his national security advisor, Condoleezza Rice, should have caught the problem in advance, averting the controversy, Mr. Bush defended her, saying she's an honest, fabulous person, and America is lucky to have her service. Of course, the major thrust of the pre-war case against Saddam Hussein was Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Now, in the 3 months since the end of major combat, no such weapons have been found. The president was asked if the U.S. has lost credibility as a result. He replied that he based his decision on sound intelligence.
And in order to, you know, placate the critics and the cynics about intentions of the United States, we need to produce evidence, and I fully understand that, and I'm confident that our search will yield that which I strongly believe, that Saddam had a weapons program.
The other major theme of the news conference today was the economy and why it's taken so long to break out of its current sluggishness. In answering this question, the president seemed to be blaming it in part on the media coverage of his months-long confrontation with Iraq.
Remember on our TV screens, I'm not suggesting which network did this, but it said, march to war, every day from last summer till the spring, march to war, march to war, march. That's not a very conducive environment for people to take risk when they hear march to war all the time. And yet our economy is growing.
The economy has lost 2.6 million manufacturing jobs since Mr. Bush took office, and consumer confidence has just taken another big drop as well. Still, the president defended his tax cut policies, saying that over time they will lead to a more robust economy. And he said he's optimistic that the economy is poised to rebound. The state of the economy will be a major issue in next year's presidential election. Mr. Bush has had a heavy fundraising schedule this summer on his way to raising record amounts of money for a presidential candidate, prompting this question this morning.
Mr. President, with no opponent, how can you spend $170 million or more on your primary campaign?
Just watch.
Mr. Bush then added that the American people know that he's a candidate and that they expect him to do what candidates do. The subject of homosexuality in America also came up at the news conference. The president was asked his view, given that many of his supporters believe that homosexuality is immoral. The president's response?
I am mindful that we're all sinners. And I caution those who may try to take the speck out of their neighbor's eye when they got a log in their own.
But he also made it clear he does not support same-sex marriage, saying the law should codify marriage as a state between a man and a woman. The president was talkative today and unusually expansive, often beginning an answer with a quick, friendly verbal jab at a reporter. He also seemed a man ready to go on vacation. He heads off Saturday for a month at his Crawford, Texas ranch, a place known for its oppressive August heat.
Listen, thank you all very much for giving me a chance to come and answer some of your questions. For those of you who are traveling to Crawford, gosh, did you luck out. And we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.